Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This week, we will be talking about causal realities. On the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. I just want to let you all know that I am sick right now, not like sick, but just like I feel sick from all that we're going to change here on the show today. Hello, Lori. How are you?
Good morning, Danielle. I'm good. How does this sound?
How does what sound?
Okay. Okay.
You sound fine, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've gotten together. I've actually missed it.
I have too, actually.
But
life gets complicated sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Life gets complicated sometimes, and that's what happens. So, but we're back, and thank you to the people listening and in the future listening. We're very grateful. Yeah,
yes.
And appreciate. Yes. So what are we going to tackle today?
Causal realities.
Woo-hoo!
And this is kind of your bugaboo or your baby. It was you after listening to the 9 trainees really wanted to talk about this. So I'm going to let you explain what causal realities are and all that jazz.
All right. Good. So, yes, the causal realities, it's where we think things are linear. We've been totally entrained. We've been totally told, well, if you do this, then this and this and then this has to happen. And it's that linear.
You go to college
1, 2,
and you're going to get a job.
Exactly. You go to school. Exactly. You get married and then you're happy. You go get a permit for your parking lot and it's all going to be good. So my sense of causal reality is how our brains and our minds and our whole existence have been entrained that it can only go 1, 2, 3. Like this has to happen before that can happen. And so everything that brings up, could we destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yeah.
Bad, right, wrong, puck, paddle, mind, choice, boys, beyond. Because what if we can open the door to, it's using the energy of question. Instead of getting in our mind traps that immediately get small, because the mind only knows so much information, is to, by blowing the mind, which is caught in these causal realities, creates the field of all possibilities, creates the ability to play in the, by playing in the question, what else is possible here? What else is possible I've never even considered, will create new probabilities and possibilities showing up that we hadn't even considered. So with that said, causal realities, and when I had talked about it in the beginning, yeah, there was a whole something that, anyway, let's get into some of the definitions by the Access Consciousness way of looking at things. But, you know, even the Course of Miracles, the Four Agreements, every most well-known modalities is you're the source of your reality. Your points of view create your reality. So this is a way of the causal realities is what creates the universe of cause and effect. And there's a causal incarceration. Now I'm reading this to give us an outline. Is everything that keeps you stuck in the idea that there's a cause and effect in the world, that there's a reason that 1, 2, if I do this, then that'll happen, because it's too confined. So causal incarceration, causal incarnation is anything that you have that happens over and over again. if you have the same pain 300 times, you have an incarnation of that pain. What does that do for you? That, yeah. So every in an incarnation in your body and in your money flows and in your being able to choose, creating something greater. So everything that brings up, all those energies, would we destroy and create it all?
Yep.
Good, bad, wrong, title, mind, choice, boys and beyond. Causal incongruities is where what happens is not congruous. It's where you've always known something should be possible that's like magic or greatness, but what you see shows up is always less than what you know it is possible. So it's the incongruities of the magic of possibilities as opposed to the slugging out, the sludge of the everyday struggle. Oh, I'll have a 40-hour a week job. Oh, that money's coming from the restaurant. Oh, the money's coming from as soon as I set up my Facebook page. My money is coming from the next possibility is coming once I get that done. Once I get my parking permit handled, everything's going to be okay. All those examples, everywhere, it's just we've been totally entrained. That's how we live our existences, from once I do this, that will happen. Everything that is, would we destroy and uncreate, please? And by destroying and uncreating it, it's to open the door to the possibility of magic happening instantaneously, of the knowing, of the awareness, of perceiving and receiving the magic beyond the causal realities. And anything that will allow that to be a simple, easy possibility for us, would we now make a demand that that begins to show up in our universes, our realities, our worlds, with total ease, joy, and glory. Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all mine, church, boys, and beyonds. How many of you believe, how many of us believe that everything has a cause or a reason? How many of us have a belief in past equals present and future? That's bringing in the past to create the future. That's like living, living in the now, the prowler of now, but instead this is also bringing in the energies of new possibilities. It's like taking the power of now one more step into like, whoa, you know what, the ask and receive. It's the pulling the quantum entanglements and using all of the universe to your advantage, that the universe is here to have our backs. So the way, the reality that we have been living in and living from for so long is like the solid blocks of cause and effect that get perpetrated into the future. So you were born into this reality, you get these blocks, A to Z, and 1 to 9 plus a 0, and that's how you create this reality, from the blocks of cause and effect. And all you can do is put the blocks together in order to create. And yet you know, as a being, your infinite being, you should be able to swirl molecules from everywhere and you never see it show up and you never see it showing up. You know, because you're being, you know there's magic in the air. You know there's possibilities. You know there's something beyond all this silliness. And because we've been in the cause and effect for so long that we now believe that is actually real and necessary, when in actuality you could simply ask and receive by allowing change and magic to show up. This is directly from the source of Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. This is not our material. This goes completely to the Access Consciousness information. And I'm grateful for that, because I hope that this tickles your interest, that you will look more into access, or look more into your accessing your own magic, accessing your own brilliance. And if the Access organization can be a contribution to you, and you've heard of it for the first time here, that would be so awesome. And what do you know? What does your body and what does your being know of magic? Okay. You want to go from there? Do you have anything right now, Danielle?
I do have some clearings I found on the computer. I think these first three I'm going to read are from The Reset of Everything by Dr. Dane. Everything you maintain anger about in your reality forces it to stop changing. With that anger, you stick yourself into causal realities. Everything that is, time to God willing, will you destroy and uncreate it? Please, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short, boys and beyond. Holy hell. Everything you've done from causal reality to eliminate stepping into the space of potency that would allow you to create change dynamically, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere that doesn't allow you to know how that part of you, everything that doesn't allow you to know that part of what you are doing here, part of why you are here, a huge part of why you are here, is to break apart causal reality, and that you actually have the courage to do it. And will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's some heavy
that's
shit.
Cool.
I'm actually going to reread all three of those just because.
Yep.
Everything you maintain anger about in your reality forces it to stop changing. With that anger, you stick yourself into causal realities. Everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Everything you've done from causal reality to eliminate stepping into the space of potency that would allow you to change dynamically, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And everything that doesn't allow you to know that part of what you are doing here, part of why you are here, a huge part of why you are here, is to break apart causal reality, and that you actually have the courage to do it. Will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Times of God's willing, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Oh, well, my head feels different.
Good. Can you do that last clearing again? The one about
everything that doesn't allow you to know that part of what you are here doing here, part of why you are here, a huge part of why you are here, is to break apart causal reality, and that you actually have the courage to do it. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond?
Yes. Yes. That's awesome. Oof.
What have you made so vital about keeping other people's magic a secret and your magic a total secret forever and ever, amen, that create constant, inviolable, eternal causal incarceration, causal incarnation, and causal inculcation of you, and the separation between you and your body, your awareness, and your magical capacities to manipulate, generate, extrapolate, and demolecularly actualize completely original realities? Wow. And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
I think I heard what you said. I just sort of wandered off with all that one.
I think I'm a new person now.
Oh, yay. Can you say that one again, please?
Maybe. What have you made so vital about keeping other people's magic a secret and your magic a total secret forever and ever, amen, that creates constant, inviolable, eternal causal incarceration, causal incarnation, and causal inculcation of you and the separation between you and your body, your awareness and your magical capacities to manipulate, generate, extrapolate, and demolecularly actualize a completely different original reality. And everything that is, times a godzillion, will be destroyed and uncreated all.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. That's big.
That is big.
That one actually kind of reminds me, I was on Julia's of being 100% committed to your life yesterday. And I actually came to the awareness, and I can't, like, I've been reading a process, like, what are you here to create that no one else can create? And we talked about how we very often create from the past. Like, I know I'm very stuck in that in relationship. Like, my last relationship was kind of shitty, and I don't want to choose a new relationship because I think it's going to be shitty again. But, like, we're actually, like, we are, and that was just an example. And everything that brought up, destroyed and created, all right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all night, just living beyond. But when we, there's been a question I've seen quite often, like, what are you here to create? What can you be and do that nobody else can do? I try to function from a reference point, probably from somewhere in causal reality, to bring something out of the past and, like, recreate it. But in actuality, I'm here to create something that has never been created before, and that's completely outside of causal reality. And this process here that I just, the last one I did, where we are here to extrapolate and create and demolecularly actualize something completely original that's never been seen before. I mean, that's been done, well, and that's been done, like, that's, like, examples Julia used of that, like, when Steve Jobs created the at-home computer, nobody had ever seen that before. And then the iPod was created, nobody had ever seen that before. CDs were created. Like, we just, we're in a time of change where new things are coming to be. So what are you here what are you here to create that has never been created before? And is that truly, and is getting out of causal reality going to help you bring that to be? So I'm going to read the first three again. Everything
cool.
You maintain anger about in your reality forces you to stop changing. With that anger, you stick yourself into causal realities. Everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Everything you've done from causal reality to eliminate stepping into the space of potency that would allow you to create change dynamically will you destroy and uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pawn and pack, online, shorts, board and beyond. Everything that doesn't allow you to know that part of what you are doing here, part of why you are here, a huge part of why you are here is to break apart causal reality and that you actually have the courage to do it. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please. Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pawn and pack, online, shorts, board and beyond. I'm kind of spent.
Cool.
This has been big.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's cool. I might have, how about I read a couple and then we say we're happy. I have a couple
good.
More.
I'd like at least another 5 minutes on the show.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'll reread these two if we have to.
Okay. So here, those are pretty powerful. And that whole thing about anger, I have so noticed that in my life, and anger has been such an automatic, you know, it was a piece that was automatic in my family structure. And then I noticed myself, it was just different for me now. The way I handled everything was an automatic response system of anger, and I could tell even years ago, and I thought it was very weird, that I'd be working on a project and I'd get mad about it and I'd blow up at someone, usually a family member, and then the whole thing seemed to disappear and evaporate. So I find that fascinating, And then the anger wasn't even mine. It was just a habitual pattern. It was just the way I could deal with things. And so there's no choice. That's a no-choice universe, because I didn't have any choice to, like, is there another way to handle it? Even, is there what else? I mean, oh, even though there was no peace or calm to be able to assess what was going on and say, okay, well, what else can we do? Or even any other question. It was just this bam, bam, bam. And by that statement that when anger stops all the energy, that was my experience. Like, well, what happened to that project? Well, I had 5 clients lined up. Well, there was a whole bunch of people here, and then they all disappear. So, that project was great. And by being angry, then it doesn't allow you to receive more information like, next piece, I need to get this piece done. Oh, I need to talk to that person. So I am grateful. There's been other modalities I've used to get to that same open space. And I am pleased and I'm happy to say that this has created more space and availability for me to be me and create with more ease than I did before. So I'm grateful for this. So the causal realities, what have I made so vital, valuable, and real about the causal incarceration, incarnations, and causal incongruities that create everything in physical reality I cannot change? Everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and create it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pack and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What have I made so vital and valuable and real about the causal incarceration, causal incarnation, causal incongruities that keeps me creating what I cannot change in physical reality? Everything that is times a godzillion, I'm willing to destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pack and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. You are the source of everything in your life. Everything that is good, bad, and ugly, you've created by the choices you've made and the lies that you bought. The lies that you bought. So, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all the lies you've bought and that have been solidified and creating chaos or creating causal realities, not possibilities and choice? Would you destroy and uncreate all those, please? And return to sender with consciousness that can be received. And every loss, this is a little different from the causal, but every story you ever bought or sold or told someone in any lifetime, would you destroy and uncreate that, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pack, pot, all nine, twitch, boys, and beyond. And every story in any lifetime that you ever bought and were sold or told and bought in any lifetime, would you destroy and uncreate that, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pack, pot, all nine, twitch, boys, and beyond. Cool. Okay. How we doing?
Okay. I'll read these one more time, though, just because I really don't like ending the show too early.
Okay.
Everything you maintain anger about in your reality forces it to stop changing. With that anger, you stick yourself into causal realities. Everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Everything you've done from causal reality to eliminate stepping into the space of potency that would allow you to create change dynamically, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Everything that doesn't allow you to know that part of what you are doing here, part of why you are here, a huge part of why you are here, is to break apart causal reality and that you actually have the courage to do it. Oh, will you destroy and uncreate everything that brings up times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond? What have you made so vital about keeping other people's magic a secret and your magic a total secret forever and ever, amen, that creates constant, inviolable, eternal causal incarceration, causal incarnation, causal inculcation of you and the separation between you and your body, your awareness and your magical capacities to manipulate, generate, extrapolate, and demolecularly actualize completely original realities. And everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short, boys, and beyond.
Cool. Nice. Really,
all
really
right.
Nice. Thank you. Good. Thank you, everyone.
Nope. Stop.
All right.
We still have to. You can find Lori at www.livinginmagic. No. www.living-in-magic.com. Lori is in the Denver area. And I am in the Traverse City, Michigan area. I can be found at www.danielleclaudia.com. Please, if you like this show, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/carouselofconsciousness. We'd love to have some more live callers on the show. We've had one in the past. We have a few people listening, but we've only had one person talk on the show. Please, join us on Facebook and join the party, the Carousel of Consciousness. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.